smaller one with maybe
Blog
just a
Talk Radio.
In the middle.
Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Let me ask you a question. Do you have teenagers that whine? Do your teens drive you crazy? I bet they do. Have you ever wanted to know how to stop the whining in your home? Tell me, can you imagine what are the top 10 things that teenagers whine about? Did you know that there are some real cures for teenage whining out there? When was the last time you heard about Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment? Or better yet, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that you're looking for? Now, are you ready to learn how to stop teenage whining? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place, and I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today, I will be sharing a chapter from my book, Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com in humor and religion, no less. My book is based on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about. We share the complaints, the causes, and the cures. If you ever wanted to know how to stop your teens from whining, then this is your show. Here are the top 10 things that teenagers whine about with cures for every problem. Before we begin, I'd love to invite you to call in today. The call-in number is 818-431-8506. I am pleased to announce that our show today is featured on the front page at blogtalkradio.com, and I am honored to be a featured host, and we have over 1 million fabulous listeners today. For today's show, we will do a David Letterman format. I'm going to start with the number 10 line and work up to the number 1 line. Now let's begin. From my own experience as a teenager and then raising 4 teenagers, I can honestly say that teenagers and whining go together like curfews and cars. The reality is that before you have babies, no one ever tells you the truth about teenagers. If anyone did, then it would probably be the end of civilization as we know it. I've noticed that teens are always whining about having nothing to do, yet they are always too busy if you need them to do something for you. Also, they love to whine about things that all parents know are only part of the growing pains that they all go through. But just try to explain this to your growing teen. Watching your own kids go through the sometimes tragic trials and tribulations of a normal adolescence is like living through a bad case of the flu. It's horrible, but you have to remember that even though there's no cure, eventually it will get better and go away. Then your teens will go away and find new things to whine about. Therefore, it's always good to keep in mind that a whining teenager at home is easier to handle and heal than a whining adult child adrift in the world. Now, try not to worry. Even if time doesn't stand still, you still may have time. As I've said before, you know your children are becoming teenagers when they stop asking where they came from and start refusing to tell you where they're going. The number 10 line for teenagers is peer pressure. As Quentin Crisp tells us, the young have the same problem, how to rebel and conform at the same time. They have now solved this by defying their parents and copying one another. The only thing that matters to teenagers at this time in their lives are their friends and what their friends say and do. The whining starts when things don't go well for them with their friends. What their friends think about them is crucial to their existence. And if what these friends think is negative, your teen's fragile world will come tumbling down. Therefore, your teens will do everything they can to not rock the boat. Peer pressure must be handled with care. You know, if you trash their friends, they will trash you. The best advice is try to steer your teens toward the nice friends peer. If you start early enough, exposing them to the kind of peers who have the qualities and habits you'd like to see in your own kids, it might work. The good news is that someday in the future, you may even become one of their friends. Now, try to be patient while waiting for that to happen. And remember that my cure is easier than locking them up and throwing away the key, and safer than locking them out. The number 9 cure that teens whine about are their zits and blemishes. As Ms. West tells us, at 14, you don't need sickness or death or tragedy. Everything changes for kids after the first 12 years are over. Hormonally speaking, it will not be an easy time for your teen. Emotionally speaking, it will be an even worse time for you as their parent. Their highs and lows will leave them and you in despair, and nothing seems to cause more highs and lows in teens than the relative state of their skin. God forbid one of my daughters would break out before a date, as darkness would befall the entire household. Now, you need to accept the fact that nothing you say or do will make things okay for your teens now they have zits. You know, it's your fault and no one else's. I recommend finding a good skin doctor who can help. Also, the facials are wonderful cure can aid not only their complexion, but also their self-esteem. Now, good luck, and remember, any fees you pay to a doctor will be money well spent when you see your kids smiling again. If you're lucky, maybe they'll even smile at you. Don't count on it. The number 8 line is weight. As Faye Moskowitz tells us, my adolescence progressed normally, enough misery to keep the death wish my usual state. Weight is a real whining issue for many teenage girls and for some boys. Nobody likes being fat or wants others to notice that they have a weight problem. It's not fun, and it's a valid reason for a little whining, in my opinion. But let's not go overboard. I agree that it's not fair that some people can eat like pigs and never gain an ounce, while the rest of us gain weight by just looking at food. There are so many cures for weight loss that I don't know where to begin. My favorite cure is the I love you just the way you are cure, the repetition of which will go a long way for boosting your teen's self-esteem, even if they don't seem to respond at first. The teens who can't stop complaining despite doing nothing about their weight problems encourage them to emulate someone whom they admire, both physically and spiritually. Perhaps they may even focus on reaching the standard of perfection they see in this idol. However, you can be rest assured it won't be you. The number seven wine is popularity. As Fran Lebowitz tells us, as a teenager, you are in the last stage of your life when you will be happy to hear that the phone is for you. Whining about a lack of popularity is so common with teenagers as to seem completely normal and viable way of expressing themselves. It is because they are at the most sensitive, delicate time of their emotional development that fitting in becomes an issue. Any form of rejection is devastating, especially if it comes from the opposite sex. Of course, they'll whine about not being in the in-group at school until they see that the in-group was never in as they thought they were, and then they'll whine about that. Torture is about as easy to teach teenagers how to be popular as it is to impress on them that the popularity they gain in high school will mean absolutely nothing once they graduate. I tried to remind my teens that the smile fear worked wonders for me many years ago while trying to gain a footing in my own high school pecking order. I smiled at everyone, and guess what happened? They started smiling back. I even smiled at people who didn't know me just to see them wonder who I was or how I knew them. Smiling is a contagious disease that most people are more than happy to catch, popular or not. The number six here is whining about dating. As Raymond Duncan tells us, the best substitute for experience is being 16. All of your worst nightmares will come true when your teens start to date, and then they will always want to start dating sooner than you think they should. They will sit by the phone for hours waiting for their true love of the moment to call, and this is just the beginning of a cycle of manic feelings that will quickly be followed by visits to a heartbreak hotel. Everyone knows true love is hard to find, but teenagers seem to like to try over and over again as quickly as possible, which creates plenty of situations for very potent whining. I favor the love them and leave them cure for my kids. Basically, it went like this. If things were good with the new love of their life, then I love them too. If things weren't working out, I usually advocated dumping them in the ocean to drown. Truth be told, I never liked any of my kids' suitors when they were teenagers, but then what parent ever thinks anyone is good enough to win the hearts of their physically grown but still very young and inexperienced darling? The number five thing that teenagers whine about is driving. I love Irma Baumann's comment on kids and driving. She said, never lend your car to anyone to whom you have given birth. Well, I agree with that one. Driving is a rite of passage for teenagers and an excellent reason for their parents to increase their insurance coverage. It is also a golden opportunity for whining with all sorts of possibilities for dramatic moments. It is your teen's big chance from freedom from you, and they will fight for it with all they've got. All they want to do is escape with their friends to get away from their parents by hitting the road. When this war is waged, expect to come out the loser. You will end up with gray hair and frazzled nerves to go with your extremely high liability insurance rate. I lean towards the let their fathers teach them how to drive cure for this one. You know, some things are better handled by fathers when it comes to teaching driving. Dads just seem to do it better. This is especially true for girls. My third and final daughter hit three cars in one day, two of which her sister's vehicles. For some reason, boys seem to catch on faster, or at least they like to make you think they do. Once they've learned the finer points of driving to your satisfaction and they're safely on the road, you will worry about them anyway. At this time, you need to make an appointment with your hairdresser to handle all your new gray hairs. And now we're going to take a break and hear something about your host today. And when we come back, we'll finish up with the top four wines that teenagers whine about.
Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shalt Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shall Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back. This is January Jones sharing her version of the Bible with the 11th commandment from Thou Shalt Not Whine. We're at number four, the fourth thing that teenagers whine about. As Bob Phillips said, teenagers complain there's nothing to do, then they stay out all night doing it. Although curfews are necessary for teens, they are very tricky to enforce. The old saying that some things are easier said than done definitely applies to setting and maintaining curfews for kids and quickly maturing teens. You will be up against all the forces of nature trying to get your kids home at a decent hour. It behooves you to do this as soon as and as often as possible, though you may end up spending most of your life exhausted from waiting for them to get home. I was very diligent about tracking the trails of my first two daughters, but by the time the third one got old enough to go on her own, I was too tired to do much tracking. Keeping tracking of teenagers on the leash has always been frustrating, unmatchable art to worried mothers and fathers everywhere. However, with the advent of cellular technology comes the paradigm-shifting cell phone sphere, which allows parents to at least have a fighting chance of keeping track of their teens. To cure teens who never answer when you call, and call when you ask, remind them that you can always get them a phone with GPS capability that will chart their every move. Perhaps that will shock them into keeping in touch with you occasionally. The number three thing that teenagers whine about is money. Well, that's something we all can relate to. As Al Bernstein tells us, if you want to recapture your youth, just cut off his allowance. It is exceedingly difficult to teach teenagers the value of money in this world. Nobody has enough, and everybody needs more. I can relate to that. Materialism rules our global culture and creates ridiculous desires and longings in our young people. Having money can create a sense of entitlement that is often followed by disappointment. And not having it, well, everyone knows how much fun it is not having when you don't have money. Whining happens when teens expect more and then get less from their parents. The best remedy for teenagers who whine about money is the get a job cure. Some would consider this cruel and unusual punishment. Those parties would most likely be your kids and their friends. All others questioned or involved will most likely agree with you that this is an essential backbone-building experience for every budding adult. If things get unpleasant after the work suggestion, you could always consider asking them to start paying rent. This will both insult them and remind them that your rules are law under your roof. A good answer when faced with any sort of teen rebellion, in fact. The number two thing that teenagers whine about is homework and grades. As Edgar Hall tells us, it is hard to convince a high school student that he will encounter a lot of problems more difficult than those of algebra and geometry. How true. The homework is hard and horrible whine has been going on ever since the first high school welcomed its first freshman class. Nobody likes doing it unless they are weird or something, your normal teen will tell you. Teens love whining about homework, especially with all of their friends, who, of course, don't like to do it either. It is their way of bonding by uniting against their common enemies, their teachers who assign it, and their parents who quite unreasonably expect them to do it. The cure I love is try to make the best of a bad situation. Keep in mind that this too will pass when they finally come into their own, usually around the time they discover a subject or a teacher they adore. Until then, I recommend the car key cure is an incentive for teenagers with driver's license to do homework. With younger teens, grounding them is your only choice. Unfortunately, this can sometimes be a bigger punishment for you than for them. I know this is hard, but you can't give up. It helps to impress on them what hideous employment opportunities await those who fail to do their homework.
And Mike,
John, and Susan. Ta-da! Now we're at the number one thing that teenagers whine about. And that's TVs and their computers. As I once said, it is hard to decide whether groin pains are something teenagers have or are. Most teenagers today are addicted to television and their computers and, of course, texting from their smartphones. They are well-versed and fluent in this technology since they've used it from their earliest years. It is familiar and comforting for them to watch TV or be on their computer or their smartphone, as it might be for the grandparents to take a nap or a relaxing walk. TVs, computers, and cell phones are escapes from a world teenagers aren't quite ready to join. You can't blame them. The world is a pretty scary place right now for everyone. It is indeed a challenge to control or limit a teenager's addiction to their television, computers, or smartphones. If you try, they will bombard you with all sorts of writing tactics to get their way. I think the best solution could be the trade-off here. If their grades are good and their behavior even better, no problem. They can watch TV or go online or use their phone whenever they want, as long as they don't visit adult-only websites. If their grades fall, all you need to do is pull the plugs until they get better. Good luck with this one, and believe me, you'll know it. Now I'd like to share with you the best overall remedy for whining teenagers. It's called the Time Out or Your Grounded Cure. This is a theory as old as the invention of clocks. Most people are familiar with the timeout process, which is traditionally used mostly for young children. Basically, it involves a time of silence and solitary reflection for the whining kids until they can pull themselves together and rejoin their parents and peers. I personally never used it with my children when they were young. As I've already mentioned, my kids seldom whine, having been exposed to the Norwegian Risparampen cure that I talked about in an earlier interview. When they become teenagers, though, I used it constantly, adjusting its title to the You Are Grounded cure. I once grounded my out-all-night daughter for 30 years. Both she and I can happily report to you that 30 years goes by rather quickly. Years later, this same daughter uses the timeout cure quite effectively with her kids. The amount of time spent in the timeout starts with the amount of minutes equaling their age for the first infraction, and then goes up 1 minute for every subsequent instance of undue whining. You know, I can't wait to see how she calculates her grounding schedule once time marches on and they get older, and they will then be teenagers, just like their mom was long, long ago. You know, you don't have to be a poet to suffer. Adolescence is enough suffering for anyone. I want to thank you so much for joining me for this show, and I hope you've enjoyed listening to it today. Be sure to catch all of my interviews and all of my amazing guests with constant streaming at blogtalkradio.com 24/7. My upcoming guests for the rest of this week are all exciting, eclectic, energizing. They will amuse, amaze, and astonish you. This is the show where you will hear inspiring information that will help you to be successful too.
Very good,
and
Mia.
Hopefully we have helped you today with teenage whining. If you've enjoyed this show today,
wait,
please
for the
click
voice to come up
tab under my picture and become a regular listener by registering with blogtalkradio.com. All of your comments and suggestions are welcome. I would love to welcome you to our wonderful No Whining World.
They found the pool table.
We really love sharing our stories and secrets for success. It's my hope that we can encourage all of our listeners to join our crusade to end this whining epidemic.
Uh-huh.
Now, remember my personal mantra. If you think it, then you can do it. You need to remember that when you're dealing with teenagers.
Get an app to basket.
So for now, I want all those teenagers and parents out there to stop whining and start smiling, and then start sharing my show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. January Jones, thanking you for joining me today on my journey and reminding you to take care and to stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Story. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.
But it would be on the kitchen inside. No, he's serving it from inside the kitchen where the ice and water and stuff. There's a cabinet on that wall. We could make that a lot. Yeah.
I think it is. You can come back and do it another day. Maybe it's right there. Starting out, but you can't get there. Wash all the carpets.